He has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Union Colony Insurance and Treaty takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance at 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. Union Colony.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Charlotte Isabey, and we're going to be talking about education. You know, if you want to change a nation, what you want to do is control the minds of the youth, and then, of course, you can mold the next generation. And that's just what's happened. They started out 50 years ago taking over our educational system. They control it today. Today, certainly when our young people I'll leave school. Most of them are atheists. They've been, their faith in God has been destroyed. Their faith in America has been destroyed. Most of them believe we need to have a world government. But even worse than that, so many of them have been systematically dumbed down. And rather than pushing excellence, we push mediocrity in our schools. And, well, good morning, Charlotte. Why don't you bring us up to date on what's happening in education?
Dr. Stan, I wish that I could have sometime within the last, 40 years I've been at this. It's, nothing is happening that hasn't been planned and effectively challenged. None of our people have ever known what has been happening. And all I can say is there are many other writers all out there who've done good work, too. You know, certainly Dennis Cuddy has done remarkable work in the political area as well. Just about everything I've ever written to warn the American people about the what we're looking at right now, completely internationalized, computerized, has nothing to do with academics, values changing, workforce training oriented, lifelong totalitarian system is being put in right now. And the tragedy is that, as bad as that sounds, if we had elected boards to go up against it, we still have some in the public school system. If we had elected boards, which we won't have in the future because the charter school, the school choice agenda calls for getting rid of elected boards, if we still had them, we might have some hope. Of course, we've had elected boards through the years, and we've been unable to change the direction, which is limited learning for lifelong labor, basically, in a global system. So, but I don't think we ever really appreciated the importance of elected boards. Perhaps now, with the charter school movement going in and putting tax money in to, for religious education as well, maybe people are going to realize that this is the last stop, because We weren't able to stop it before that train wreck, which I just referred to as limited learning for lifelong labor, with elected boards. I don't know what the chance of stopping it if people don't stop the school choice agenda. We will never be able to stop anything, anything bad. I don't even care, aside from education. Once they take our elective form of government away from us, which is they're starting it with the school choice agenda, tax-funded school choice, tax-funded private education, charter schools. Once they control, no taxpayer input, education, which is the, second largest entity budget in the budget, in the U.S. budget after defense, I personally believe that, in my opinion, that's the end of our elective form of government, because who's going to bother when you have control over the second largest entity of tax money? Why should you go down and vote for town clerk? You know, so this is very serious. The school choice issue, to me, the issue is the tax-funded school choice. Common Core, I call it Communist Core, has been with us ever since 1965. We've had Marxist curriculum. You know that as well as I do, Dr. Stan. We've had it ever since 1965. And we fought it, and back in the 80s when Reagan and Gorbachev signed the agreements with the Soviet Union, and they were putting in the critical thinking all over the country, tactics for thinking, which is Marxism, we were strong back then. A lot of us, moms, most of us, we even had a press conference. We paid $5,000 to rent the National Press Club in 1985 to hold a press conference in regard to what Reagan had done, signing the agreements with the Soviet Union, and in regard to the critical thinking programs going in. They're total Marxism. Critical thinking is Marxism. And it was called Tactics for Thinking. And the guy who was heading it up, his name is Robert Marzano, is now number one in educational restructuring. In the program entitled Reinventing School Coalition that I've spoken about before on your program. People can Google that and look, and they will see what Marzano, and they now call it Marzano's program. They used to call it Reinventing School. It's the International Program for Limited Learning for Lifelong Labor. That's what it is, RISC. It has no grades, individual education plan. By the way, folks, the money will follow the child. Children will have a certain amount of money put on their head, depending on what the corporations and the government schools, which will be the charter schools, have determined their value is. And so no grades, no K through 12, no A, B, C, D. You can graduate at 14 or 21. Now, that's what's going in, and it will go in through charter schools, nothing else. And once they get the private schools, have accepted the tax money, it will go in through them, too. That's the goal. And if you just turn yourself into one of them and sit up at the UN or sit in Paris at OECD or, you know, sit in the White House or sit there and you figure out what their agenda is. And then you ask yourself, if I were sitting up there, how would I accomplish this objective? And you will not be able to come to any conclusion other than you have to control every heartbeat on this planet through the computer, and that's the way it will go because that's for the complete control. How are you going to do it? You do it through taking over all forms of education. Now, I've put that in a nutshell for people, really. I do believe I did put it in a nutshell this morning. Of course, I'm so used to doing it with you, Dr. Stan. I call myself, my middle name is Broken Record, huh? So if people don't understand, stop fighting Communist Core. Stop it. We were fighting it in 1985. We even spent $5,000 for the press club there. We put an ad in the Washington Times. Fighting the Gorbachev-Reagan Soviet agreement. We raised $10,000.
Hold that thought, Charlottesburg. Yes, the Charlotte is there. Telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women. And together, we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Good morning. Our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey. We're talking about the tragedy of education. And we send our children off to school anticipating they're going to get educated. They're being indoctrinated, ladies and gentlemen, in internationalism, in socialism, in atheism. And that's the purpose, is to destroy their faith in God and in family and country, and certainly not excellent as far as reading or mathematics. In fact, the Common Core curriculum is going to cut back on certainly on math education, take calculus out of high school, so you can get that in college. But it is part of a program of deliberately dumbing down our children. And where is the outcry from our political leaders, from our newspapers, from the people in the media? And of course, it's muted in silence because they're all rigidly controlled, and the last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. But do you really care about what's happening to the children? You honestly care. Go ahead, Charlotte, because...
Before I forget, I often forget, I tell everybody this. I was quite amazed I got that little history of the whole mess in 5 minutes. I looked at that. That's really what I put in a nutshell is exactly where we're at. Now, people they came at him, like that was like a big bomb. But the documentation for that big bomb is at, go to Amazon.com and buy the updated abridged version of the Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Go get that, because the update, actually what I was talking about, much of the research is in the regular part of the book, but the updated version has from 2000 to 2011, which deals with the school to work and all the corporations, Murdoch and Gates and Walmart and Carnegie. And of course, the Carnegie has been at it since 1934. Dr. Stan knows all about that. He was one of the major tax exempt foundations that planned this exact agenda that I'm talking about today. And that book is, at AmericanDeception.com, just type the word conclusions into the search engine and you'll see it. That's right there. Carnegie Corporation, 1934. We will use the schools to change America to a planned economy.
Okay,
that's it right there. That was the goal. So
Charlotte,
of course, with planning, you can't have elected officials with planned economies. They don't.
Hang on there. We do have a caller. Who's calling?
Hi. I wanted to ask Dr. Isabey, what are we going to do now? What is the plan of action now?
Well, it's a very wonderful question, because nobody dares ask that. And I almost don't dare answer it. I was just doing an article on that. The plan, the only option that we have, and this certainly sounds strange coming out of my mouth, having written that huge book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and having been a local school board and having worked in the U.S. Department of Ed, right, and seen all the destructive programs, how this could be coming out of my mouth, I hardly know. But the option is only to restore what we had pre-1965. That would be no federal role, get rid of the Department of Education, bring down the State Department. They'd come down automatically because they get something like 60% of their funding, your State Department of Ed, from my old office. And go back to pre-1965 with elected board and pretty strict, hiring procedures, et cetera. It's a very, very difficult option. I agree, and I doubt that it can happen. But the other option is lethal. Now, let me point that out. The other option, which parents are falling for, and they don't understand how lethal it is the publicly funded school choice option. Now, if people don't understand what I'm saying, I want to point out that the people supporting this other lethal option are the enemy. And I want to ask how anybody can support the following. The charter school, pardon, yeah, go ahead. Are you there?
Yes.
No, go
okay,
ahead.
I didn't say anything.
The other option, which is the lethal one, is supported by the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations, the Heritage Foundation, President Obama, Arne Duncan, and Lou Gerstner, former head of IBM, who called for tearing down all 16,000 public school districts. Now, when you look at who is supporting the tax-funded school choice agenda, you have to realize that that's the enemy. More so, it's like a rock in a hard place. The raucous are the four or five groups I just mentioned. And the hard place is the present public school system. So you've got to make up your own mind. Which one do you want to go with?
Thank you for making it clear. I want to also ask, it's my understanding, you know, they call this like the one world education system, or we're going on with this globalist ideal. But
locally elected school boards and locally selected curriculum. Is that correct?
Yes, I had both of your voices at the same time, and I did sort of decipher both. I think one was the lady who called in talking about global education, international baccalaureate, and all that, which is the world core curriculum. I think it's really Robert Mueller's world core curriculum, basically, communist core. And then Dr. Stan is talking about taxation, et cetera. There were two came in at the same time.
Well, let's get the caller. Go right ahead, who's ever calling.
Okay. What I want to ask is, there is something like 4 years of algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and calculus that the Chinese and Indians from India are getting. And that means, I think there's something like 50 million students are getting that. And we're not getting anywhere near that kind of mathematical background. So we will not be competitive at all.
No, and, no, but that, we're training our students for a really dumbed down service economy. We've lost all our jobs, so we really don't need, you know, what the Indians and the Chinese and all have. They were all, and by the way, I want to point out, the reason we lost all our jobs is the very entity that is supporting school choice, the Heritage Foundation, which drafted the North American Free Trade Agreement. So, you know, I'm not going into the detail. Your details are very good there, but I think that we've all got to stop focusing on the details of the curriculum. Because while we're focusing on that, they're putting in the totalitarian school to work system. Applied learning. That means your child will be only learning what he will need for the job that's been determined.
And so what I'm saying is that if people know that we are going to be falling so far short, I think more people would be outraged. And people know
you're
this.
You're absolutely right. And I think that's why I do what I do. And
right.
Why Charlotte does what she does. And you've got to help us get the information out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. I really think I was going to say you've got to go. Please do go to Amazon and get the research for everything that, you know, not just my research. Please do. Get the deliberate dumbing down of America. Get back to basics reform. Get the new disc set, 8-disc set, exposing the global road to ruin to education. We've done everything possible to give the American people the research. You can't fight a war if you don't have the ammunition.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dr.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, again, our number is 877-254. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and give us a call if you have any question or comment. Okay, go right ahead, Charlotte.
All right. Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I'm just going to move on to something that I I saw this the beginning of January, and I kept it. And then I decided to print it out because it's just so shocking. It came out of the, you probably saw it, the Daily Mail, England, from London. And the title is, the Church of England removes sin and the devil from the new christening rite. Rewrite of centuries-old passage casts out sin from the ceremonies. Parents and godparents no longer have to repent sins and reject the devil. New wording is designed to be easier to understand, but critics stunned. You know, I'm stunned. Redesigned to attract people who only attend for weddings and christenings. Anyway, this is a very, very, I would recommend that your listeners, all they have to do is Google, type in Church of England, remove sin and the devil. And the whole thing will pop up. Now, this is a perfect example. I mean, really? I mean, we don't expect much out of the Church of England anymore, but that they are so blatant. And is there any wonder why we are in trouble if we're not even allowed to recognize the existence of sin? I mean, really? So well, the churches are in so much trouble. They are really becoming the problem. I am beginning to think that one would be better off having our children involved with an individual who is kind and agnostic. You know, somebody who hasn't gone into the New Age, hasn't gone into traditional Christianity and messed it all up, right? But somebody who is just going straight down the line and understands that there is right and wrong. I mean, I can't believe this of the Church of England. Well, maybe I can. You know, Charlotte's pretty naive. It always takes me a long time to catch on. But I tell you, that is really sick. And it makes me think of something else that I just saw. I mean, I've got it right on the screen here. You can pop this one up, too. What's it? Come on up. Okay. This came from England, a friend of mine. It's today. I guess what's the day? Recent, anyway. Tyrannical, March 3rd, okay? Namas Publishing UK, very good outfit. But tyrannical powers sought by Scottish government to change Mental Health Act. Now, I want you to think in terms of under George Bush, remember the mental health testing and screening? And that's going in now. They want to get our kindergarten kids. So don't think this is just England. And then I'm going to refer this to something in my book, the update in my book for people to understand the use of mental health by the United Nations. Anybody who is opposed to world government basically is mentally sick. That's why they're doing all this stuff with mental health. That was Alger Hiss who redefined health, you know, a Soviet agent in 1945, redefined health to include mental health. Now I'm going to read this from Scotland. The Scottish Parliament is seeking to make draconian amendments to its proposed changes to the Scottish Mental Health Act, allowing medical and legal professions tyrannical powers to detain individuals. See details below. The new proposals have very serious implications for the freedom of Scottish people. Now, just substitute Americans when I say Scottish, okay? The changes would make it even easier for individuals to be detained in hospital and give far too much power to psychiatrists who can and do subject their patients to unnecessary treatment. The extensive abuse of powers using psychiatry continues unabated against the public, relying entirely on an opinion, leaving the individual with no recourse for redress, which violates their human rights. Now, I'm talking, this is what's going in all over the world. And on page 14, of my updated, abridged version of Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, I go into discussion of a book published in 1947 called Human Relations in the Classroom by Dr. Bullis. And that was a human relations training which lesson plans, and this was the beginning, Dr. Stan, of the destructive values clarification, values destruction curriculum in our schools that we have had you know, certainly since 1965, because the federal government funded all those dreadful programs that I fought. They came to the National Diffusion Network. I fought them at a local school board level, and I also was in the office later, subsequently, which was funding all of this. But the important thing here is that in 1947, I'm going to read this. This outstanding psychiatric leader of Delaware invited Dr. Bullis, who was involved in designing all the destructive, early destructive values.
Oh, you're going to have to hold off on that, Charlotte. We're going to a break. Your guest is going to get back. Again, our number 877-254-7524. It is fun.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
I'm Stan, our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey, and we're talking about education, the fact that the Federal Department of Education, one of the largest consumers of money in our nation, is using its power to dumb down our students. This is not happening by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the parents to know, and the average parent has no idea how they are systematically, maliciously and intentionally dumbing down the children in the United States. How far is the limited learning for lifelong labor? Limited learning for lifelong labor. Our guest is Charlotte Isabey. Charlotte, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website? And once again, tell them how they get your books and research.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes. First of all, because I'm going to be talking about the Carnegie Corporation after I give you the resources, the book I mentioned, the conclusions and recommendations for the social studies. That was published by the Carnegie Corporation in 1934. And it called for exactly, parents, what's going in right now. In fact, the Carnegie Corporation at the same time did a pilot study, which was used for outcomes-based education. They did a pilot between 1933 and 1941, which took away all the grades, everything I'm talking about. That was piloted. Outcomes-based education, performance-based, the Skinner method, direct instruction, always piloted between 1933 and 1941, because they knew what they were doing. Now, this book, The Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies, is at AmericanDeception.com. And you can access it by typing the word conclusions in the search engine. That's the book that called for using the schools to change America's free market, not free market, but capitalistic system to a planned economy. That is what is going in under tax-funded school choice and charters. That's why I read those groups to you earlier. So you will understand that that is the enemy that you think is going to give you the solution. School choice. No. School choice is the enemy, the Trojan horse. So anyway, so go to American Deception. Now the other, my other website is deliberatedumbingdown.com. That's very useful because it's a free download of my 700-page book, which is now out of print. Also, go to Amazon.com, and I have two things there, right, at the moment. Three, I guess. Let's see. I have the updated, abridged version of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. I was just talking about that. We'll go back to the Carnegie role in mental health. Huh? That updated version is at Amazon.com, and that's everything you need to know in regard to school choice, charter schools, the corporations, limited learning for lifelong labor, the use of the values-destroying programs being funded by Carnegie Corporation and the Scottish Rite Masons in the early 30s. That is really a terrific updated version. It goes into President Bush's agenda, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that book is at Amazon. Now, Exposing the Global Road to Ruin Through Education was made available the first of this year. That is the 8-disc set. Of 7 of the discs include 18 videotaped presentations of the nation's leading, unaffiliated with any conservative organization at all, because we know that most of them are controlled, researchers going all the way back to the 1960s. Some are still alive, some contributed. Also, one disc, the last one, is written presentations, which in itself is worth the price of the whole set. So it's $40, and I'll tell you, it's so cheap, I don't even want to talk about how cheap it is. But that's the ammunition for the parents to fight. It's called Exposing the Global Road to Ruin Through Education. All the reviews now at Amazon are 5-star. Go to Amazon.com and get that. And, you know, if you're in a group of parents and all, you don't have to buy more than one. You can lend the different discs out, so everybody's studying a different presentation. Have meetings. Get the word out. The solution is what we just said. First of all, we've got to stop the Constitutional Convention. You may say that has nothing to do with education. Well, it has a lot to do with it because the Constitution allows for elected officials, right? And we have to stop the tax-funded school choice agenda. So, and we have to restore education to pre-1965, the finest education system in the world. So that disc set is very important. And then there's another little book there, my old one, which was boycotted by every single conservative group in the nation as well. Everything I ever wrote was boycotted. I'm very popular, right? That little book, Back to Basics Reform, or Skinnerian International Curriculum, has been republished 4th time, and it's also at Amazon.com. It's only $10. Very valuable little book. So please go there, folks, and we're probably about to go into another break now, but as I often say, no war has ever been fought unless you identify the enemy, and you have to have ammunition. So we have identified the enemy. At least I'm sorry to have to do it, because the enemy, these are the very people that I used to work with and had high regard for. They are the enemy. The left has always been the enemy, but they're very, very upfront about what they're doing. The enemy now is the neoconservative Trotskyite organizations that are working with, as I said, working with Obama, working with the Heritage Foundation as the leader of this group. They're working with the left. So at the top, they're exactly the same, and we've been taken to the cleaners, and Quigley said it, you know, in Tragedy and Hope. Go and download, or, you know, get the quote. Just type in Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope. You'll get the quote there. So he talked about in the late 1800s, the industrialists all got together and said they had to control both parties at the top. So that when we go to the polls, you know, your listeners, myself, you, Dr. Stan, we will have candidates that that the insiders have chosen, that the globalists have chosen for us to vote for. So we will never get what we want, because both parties are the same at the top.
And I think that's so vitally important for people to understand, is that they control both political parties. Most of our conservative organizations, I mean, what could be more conservative than the Heritage Foundation? It's controlled by the same people who control all the radical left. But the average conservative doesn't understand, because they say all the things we believe, right, but watch what they do.
Well, you know what's interesting there is that I can't say that everything they do is wrong, because I agree with about 90% of what they're doing. And that's
10%.
How they get you on board. And that's how they got me on board. I mean, I'm the slowest learner that ever happened. I had to really go into the fire to find out. So I understand your listeners when they say, oh, my goodness, I can't understand what she's saying. Well, way back when, I said the same thing about good Americans who knew what was going on in the late 60s. I was saying, what are they talking about? They're beating up on my favorite person, Ronald Reagan. Huh. Well, I found out, but I had to go into the fire to find out. I went into the belly of the beast.
Ronald Reagan said everything right. He talked against the terrible government expenditure of money. Why? He criticized all of a sudden Jimmy Carter for running up a deficit of $200 billion during his 4 years of presidency, whereas Ronald Reagan ran up $200 billion every year he was the president, and more than doubled on that debt. It took his 200 years to pass.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245. During the winter, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority wishing everyone a great and safe New Year.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabay. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, but ladies and gentlemen, they are intentionally, maliciously dumbing down our children. They know exactly what they're doing, and they do it through the Department of Education, and Charlotte Isabey at one time was a high official in the Department of Education during the Reagan years, because she believed in Ronald Reagan. Of course, Ronald Reagan said, everything I believe and everything most of us believe, and then did exactly the opposite. How could that have happened? Oh, shucks, he just, it must have been those terrible Democrats. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're constantly manipulated, and it's so difficult for the average American to understand that a person can say everything right and do everything wrong, and we remember what he said and not what he did. Go right ahead.
Yes, well, I'm thinking in terms of our Senator Edmund Muskie, long gone, but back in the 70s, he was a Democrat, and they called him Mr. Metro because he was always pushing metropolitan government, which is regional government, which is sustainable development, and which is communism. Regionalism is communism. And I have that a really good quote from a sociologist at the University of California, L.A., by the name of Morris Zeitlin. It's in the index to my big book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down, that is at the at deliberatedumbingdown.com. You can go in there and look in the index and check the page, and you can cut and paste that quote right out of the book. Just look under Zeitlin. And he wrote an article on consolidation, you know, regionalism in the Communist Daily World in the mid-70s. And he came right out and said that the United States was moving too slowly towards regional government. It worked so well in the Soviet Union. Now, he didn't outright come out and say it was communism, but he's writing for the Communist Daily World, and he's talking about regionalism working so well. So I guess that's communism, huh? So I say it is, and it is. Now, people have been falling for that, and for many, many years, I've been trying to get the word out and saying, we're on two tracks, folks. We're on the regionalism track, which is the consolidation of all the services. I tell you, it's cheap and everything, and the moving of our elected officials further and further away from us with consolidation so that we have less and less say because the regional government system is communism with the council form of government, and there are no elected officials. So I have been screaming and yelling about this, and Americans just don't seem to get it. You do have good people out there in your area. Now, Michael Shaw certainly gets it. Rosa, the people working against sustainable development, UN Agenda 21, they understand now that regionalism is the problem, and because it's communism. And we are putting communism in here. Things still look great, and you'd never know it, would you, that we're putting in that system. But it's necessary primarily for the workforce training, the global controlled workforce training system to go in. That's the Soviet Polytech system. And in that, within that system, you will absolutely have no choice. Your children have no choice of what jobs they're going to have. It's a quota system, you know, et cetera. But now going back to Muskie and what we're talking about, he came out and he said, in the 70s sometime, when we Democrats can't get what we want, which was regionalism then, they couldn't get the country divided in 10 regions, we go to the Republicans. And so what did he do? He went to President Nixon. And President Nixon divided the country up into 10 regions. Now think about Morris Zeitlin talking about regionalism. Regions. Think about Gorbachev in the early part of the century in London, when he referred to the European Union as the new European Soviet. I repeat that, European Soviet. Now, the North American Union, which will go in very easily, you know, if we lose our constitution through a canton, the North American Union, they've been quite quiet about it lately because we made noise 5 years ago, it's, what would you call that? It's modeled every regional entity is modeled on the European Union. It's modeled on what Gorbachev calls the new European Soviet. So what would the North American Union be? The North American Soviet. Now, I know Americans are dumbed down. I don't blame them. I guess I'm pretty dumbed down, too, in many ways. But wake up, at least to that fact, that they are putting in a Soviet council form of government in this country. Under the North American Union, if that goes in, we're in trouble. Now, I want to make a point here for people who get discouraged when they hear me talking like this. The United States, we are still, they, in quotes, these people I'm talking about, are way behind schedule. Now, you may be surprised to hear me say that, because the media is never going to tell you that you've had a victory out there, that Michael Shaw has, or Rosa, or whoever else, all those people out there, they're never going to, media will never cover your victories, because they don't want your neighbor to know that there's a problem in the first place. You have had many, many victories since the plan to take us down failed. The first time they won take us down in 1976. So what is that, 25, 35, 37 years have passed, and they have not gotten what they want. So do not be too discouraged, folks. I know it's bad out there. I think it's bad, or I wouldn't be, and Dr. Stan wouldn't be working the way he does. We wouldn't be fighting this thing the way we're fighting it. However, we have held this thing up, and they are very much behind schedule. I was listening to Robert Mueller, former UN Undersecretary, a speech he gave in 1992. He's Mr. World Common Core, right, which is really the Communist Core that's being put in right now. He's dead now. But he's a big New Age guy. He believes in all Hinduism, every, you know, New Age religion, all that stuff. I listened to his speech in 1992, and he, in effect, really said it was a done deal. It's very interesting, that talk of his. It was at the University of Denver Law School in Colorado, and 1992, and he was talking about how they were putting the system in at that time. Well, look, you know what? I think it's 2014. We've been fighting, but nobody ever talks about it because they don't want, I told you why, they don't want anybody to know there's even a war going on in our country. So I ask, I plead with all of you, don't be negative, don't be depressed. Keep fighting, because if we get to ConCon, we're in trouble. All the 20 years out that we might have to stop this thing will be gone.
We're out of time, Charles. God bless you. Keep up the great battles. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things
to be seized.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. We hear a lot of talk about, Edward Snowden, and how they're monitoring our telephone calls, our emails, and our faxes. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been going on for 50 years under Project Echelon. Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, look it up on the Internet. At least you can determine what I'm telling you is true. We've been living under a totalitarian regime for 50 years. But, of course, they have not clamped down totally yet, as they need to use the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate their control over the rest of the world. What's going on over in Ukraine is totally phony. I mean, who is it who stirred up the unrest over there? Why, the American CIA stirred up the unrest to justify the Russians going ahead and moving in and taking control. It's all staged, ladies and gentlemen. It's all staged. And you've got to begin thinking and listening and understanding what's going on and then informing others and then getting involved in the political process and insist on paper ballots because they rigged the electronic ballot. You need to be involved, else freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. We are making progress. People are waking up across the country. We need to get more and more people involved, and you need to get involved. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Watch our DVDs. Read our newsletters. Listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archived. Get all of the wonderful guests that we have, and then commit yourself in this classic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. Because if you're not going to be involved, who will? And if not now, when? So understand our website, RadioLiberty.com. If you're in a position to help finance our network across America and really across the world, where we're heard by radio and shortwave and internet and satellite and even by telephone for the afternoon programs, we hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters to finance it financially, help us financially. But more than that, you've got to get involved. You've got to talk to others. You've got to get involved in the local political process. Run for office or back for people who will run for office. Demand paper ballots. Point out how they rigged the electronic elections. And because basically, if freedom is lost in America, then the world is doomed. And understand there is a goal. They want a one world government, a one world financial system, and they want to undermine and destroy Christianity. And that's why they've changed the message of our churches. That's why they've changed the music in our churches. Understand what you're witnessing today. All throughout the world, most of it is carefully staged. We finance Russia, after all. Who built their, who drilled their oil wells? Who drilled the gas wells? We did. Who financed it? We did. Why? Because we need an enemy, and we're doing the same thing. Building up the economy of communist China and the military capacity of both Russia and China in preparation for the coming war. You need to be involved. You need to understand behind everything are powerful spiritual forces moving us towards the climate.